Well, good evening to everybody. It's what Enrico said, really, to be here today it's crazy to me. 13 years ago, MU courtside, I can't believe that. It was my first baby, and we don't have any children yet. My wife and I, so it's still my first. But always be my first, just don't tell my children that. But to do what we got to do at MU courtside, it was such an honor. And so when I look back to the beginning and I look at the women's team and the men's team as well, I didn't know what I was going to do. I knew that I wanted to be a journalist. I knew I liked broadcasting. But I played basketball, you know, all through high school. I'm 5'8", so of course I was our leading center. And I actually got a phone call from Eric Grundman to try out for the team. And I was coming off of a really bad coach my senior year. And I kind of, my taste was bitter to it, so I stepped back. And when I say tonight, take the opportunities that are given to you when they come to you. Don't think about it, just take it. Even if you're terrified. I mean that. Because I got a phone call in November as a true freshman, 2003. And I was putting my quarter, I still remember the day. I was in Madonna Hall, which looks nothing like it does now. It was very, very different. And if you had a working towel rack in your room, that was a good day. And I remember being there, and I had my quarter, and about to put it in there to wash my clothes, and I got a phone call from one of my closest friends and somebody who I consider a brother, Brandon Smith. And he said, "Hey, bro, I know that you have always wanted to be a commentator. The guy canceled that was supposed to be here. You have 8 minutes before the game. Can you do it?" And I said yes. I knew nobody on the team. I knew no one on the other team. I knew no pronunciation, nothing. And I went out there and I did the show. And after the show, I was approached by the staff and they said, "We want to do simulcasts on radio and TV. And we want you to be the guy. Even if the other guy comes back, we want you to do this." And that turned into 4 years of MU courtside, creating the graphics. There was no box score in the corner. I had to create that. There was no graphics for the show. There was no name for the show. And Dr. Mary Jo Gunning, who's in her 27th season as the director of athletics, Tara Machaco, who was there when I was there 13 years now, and Enrico Mastriani, who wasn't there but accepted me into the Marywood family, into the team this season and last season, as if he had been there when I was there. So I want to pause a moment to give a round of applause to Enrico, to Tara, to Eric Grundman, and to Dr. Mary Jo Gunning, because the opportunity was given by three of the four of them, and without Enrico, I wouldn't be here today. So I do want to give a round of applause to them. So we started MU courtside, and we were doing men's basketball. And they said, "Dan, what do you think about simulcast TV and radio and having women's basketball?" And my answer was, "Well, why don't we do that? Why have we never had that? Why is that not a thing?" And Tara, for what you've done most recently, I think this entire country, when you look at Division III athletics, should be very proud of you and the work that you've done. Because it's a long time coming, and it's well-deserved and well-earned. So we started doing the show, and when I tell you to take the opportunities given to you, it's not all easy. When we were in the old gym, I had to get under the bleachers as the head commentator with a suit on like this. I had to get under the bleachers, and I had to plug all the cables in. If somebody didn't show up to be a camera person, I had to set up the camera. If our producer didn't show up, I had to call somebody 3 minutes before the show. And to go through all of that got me to where I am today, 13 years later. So every opportunity that your gut tells you to take, you should take it. And I know that if you're playing women's basketball, or you're playing men's basketball, or you were me as a kid, you grew up in watching Michael Jordan, Gary Payton, Reggie Miller, you wanted to further that career. You wanted an opportunity in that. And I'm here today to say that just as you don't make every shot on the court, there may be something else for you out there outside of the sport of basketball. And I thought, you know, that's all I wanted. I wanted to be a basketball player. And then I realized I could tell the stories of basketball players. I could come to each and every one of you and realize that everybody has a story to tell. And I've never turned anybody away. And that's turned into over 700 people that have been on the show. Joe Theismann, the Floyd Littles, the Jim Boeheims. And when Jim Boeheim are sitting in the office with you for 15 or 20 minutes, which is a lifetime to talk with him. When he looks at the ground and says, good interview, good questions, it's as if he kissed you on the mouth. So, if anybody's taking this, I said that, Jim. I love you very much, and please don't think I'm at press conference. But, you know, when you get to be around basketball, be around sports in general, I feel for each and every one of you players. Because there's only 60 that are drafted to the NBA. And we're talking about over 1,000 players easy that are seniors, not just underclassmen. So life outside of that, I want you to be comfortable with knowing that God's going to take you on a path, and it's going to be the right path for you. And some of the biggest things I got to do at Marywood had nothing to do with sports. I got to go down to Hurricane Katrina Relief for Helping Hands. I said to God, I was like, if you give money to charity, you don't know if it always goes to the charity. You don't know if 100% is going to the people. And I said, if you give me an opportunity to go to New Orleans, I'll do it. But I'm not going to give money. Well, he made me put my money where my mouth is. And Marywood started Helping Hands 8 months after Hurricane Katrina. And we went down and we did 4 houses in 5 days. We had to go into houses that were destroyed by termites before anything happened to the house. We had a guy bring a cooler with one juice box, one bottle of water, one soda. And he came in the house crying and he said, you take this from me. And I said, how can we take this from you? You have nothing. He said, because I will not leave my house until you take this from me. Because you are doing for me something that I will always be grateful for, so let me do something for you. And that's a lot of the people that I've met along the way and been around along the way are the people that may have nothing, but they give to you. And in the world of social media, which when I was a freshman, there was no Facebook, there was no Twitter, no Instagram. So you didn't have to deal with, if you had a bad play, somebody calling you out. Or somebody saying something about an actor, an actress that you care about, or somebody having a war, or coming out and saying something that's very off color. And so everybody that's a student athlete, I want to tell you what I go through every day. I just turned 31, and coaches are picked on, players are picked on, broadcasters are picked on, and you're not going to please everybody. But you don't have to. You have to please the mirror. You have to please whatever you believe in up there, because there's something up there. And your family, the people that are around you, the people that love you, the people that care about you. You'll know who your friends are very, very quickly. Because your friends are going to pick you up when you're 0 for 13. Your friends are going to pick you up when you got really bad news about someone in your family. They're going to be there when it hurts. And I have a lot of great friends that came from Marywood. Steve Saul, Brandon Smith, John Granquist, Mark Granquist, to name a few. We've been friends for almost a decade. None of that was possible without Marywood. And MU Courtside put me on a trajectory to stand up here and be a business owner at 31, to work for ESPN in 3 states, to work with Fox, to work with Scout.com, to work with Yahoo. And then I decided I didn't want to work for anybody anymore. I wanted to be the guy that gave some of you an opportunity if you have an interest in communications, whether it's being a broadcaster or sales or promotions, whatever you want to be involved in, public relations. And I started the company because of what Marywood gave me. And I sit on the alumni board with Bob Ide and Ann Williams, and it's one of the greatest honors in the world. And you know that my schedule has me all over the place, as Enrico said, but I would not change anything about driving here today, getting up at 6 a.m., trying to take care of my puppy that we've had for 2 days. Her name is Lily. Shout out to her. So taking care of her, driving down on the teleconference, and then walking into part two of the meeting with Bob Ide, talking to, he thought I was still on the phone, and going, Dan? Dan, and I opened the door, and I was like, yeah, Bob. So, you know, being here has always meant a lot to me, and it always will. And there's something that I heard today in a song in closing before I stepped down. They said, if I told you that walking through the fire would burn, would you go through it, or would you ask me to go first? Well, I'm here today to say, if any of you ever need me, if any of you think that this education isn't worth it in the world that we live in today, if any of you get down about a class that you have or a game that you had, I am at your disposal. Enrico knows how to get in touch with me. Tara knows how to get in touch with me. I look forward to coming back here as often as I possibly can. Marywood did for me to stand up here at 31 years old and say, I am a business owner of 4 years. I have been to the Final Four twice. I've been to the national championship of the NCAA. I've covered the Bills, the Jaguars, the Buccaneers all on location, the Dolphins on location. I've talked to Super Bowl champions and national champions. I have commissioner's cell phones, and we just shoot the breeze anytime that they want to sit down and talk. And all of that came from believing that whatever stood in my way was not going to stop me. So to each and every one of you tonight, no matter how old you are, don't let anything stop you. And know that no matter what you do on the court, or what you do in the office, or what you do in life, I will always be proud to stand next to you. And finally, shout out to my grandma. She's going to be 100 on December 15th.